In the name of the Father,
and of the Son,
and of the Holy Ghost.
Amen.
Beware if you go to church in St. Barnes. You will be known all over the world. On Monday morning, I was in the supermarket. I thought anonymous, and a woman said, "You're the Reverend from church yesterday, aren't you?" And I said, "Well, how did you know?" She said, "I'd know that voice anywhere." So, Barbara, thank you for your advice. And even more alarming, my youngest son, as I introduced him last week, my least favourite child, I have two more at home, he's had a lovely time. He's had to go back to England. And he was sitting on a beach, stark naked, thinking, "I'm all on my own." And two members of the congregation said, "Oh, hello, Christopher. Lovely to see you." I have brought my favourite wife, my only wife. Darling, where are you? She's here. She's here. If you go to an old country house in England, you will see a massive porch. And that's because when it was built, when the carriages came up to the house, it would be pouring with English rain. So to shelter, there would be a porch so you could come under and arrive dry. And one of my teachers at Cambridge always said of this passage, you have to remember it's two things. One, it's a porch under which you can shelter before you enter in, like a country house. So you arrive dry. This is the porch with which you approach the Gospels. My teacher also said, what you have to think of it as a prologue. Before a play, an actor comes out to tell you what's going to happen, to make sure you understand. It's not probably necessary here at St. Bart's, because as I have discovered over this week, you're jolly bright. You don't need a prologue, you don't need a porch, but it sets out the themes. And it's extraordinary for me to read and preach on this because I always associate it with Christmas. Christmas in England means snow and rain, and it is the culmination of all our carol services. I read it 16 times this year, as I sang, "O Come All Ye Faithful," 16 times at all the different services. I rather felt afterwards, if the faithful haven't arrived, it's not for lack of me singing about them and encouraging them. But what are the themes? In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. A Jewish audience would understand that, the Word of God through the Old Testament. But it is stating where we are now. In the beginning with God, all things came into being through him, and without him was not anything made that was made. The light shines in the darkness, and the darkness did not overcome it. Remember, we live in an age of electricity. I press a button and the light comes on. For the people who are hearing this for the first time, lights meant candles and flickering flame. There was a man sent from God whose name was John. He came as a witness to testify to the light so that all might believe through him. He wasn't the light, but he testifies to the light, the true light which enlightens everyone. He was in the world. The world came into being through him, yet the world did not know him. He came to what was his own, and his own people did not accept him. We know, because we know it all, how the story is going to go. But this is for us. But to all who received him, who believed in his name, he gave power to become children of God, who were born not of blood, or of the will of the flesh, or of the will of man, but of God. And we know the Word became flesh and lived among us. And we have seen his glory, the glory as of a Father's only Son, full of grace and truth, we will be known wherever we are, even if you're my youngest son, naked on a beach in St. Paul's. Amen.